You're listening to the Brilliant Breakthroughs Podcast, episode number 34 with Dave Rebro.
Hi, small business owners. Welcome to Brilliant Breakthroughs Podcast, where we focus on creating brilliant breakthroughs for the small business owner. FYI, this is also the name of the number one Amazon best-selling book for small businesses and entrepreneurship. The good news is you can find this book in paperback form as well as ebook. All you need to do is go on to Amazon and type away Brilliant Breakthroughs for the Small Business Owner. The subtitle is Fresh Perspectives on Profitability, People, Productivity, and Finding Peace in Your Business. So I want to say hi, small business rock stars. My name is Maggie Mongan, and I am the anthology leader, which means I'm the one who put together this crazy and wonderful group of folks to go ahead and write this great book. And today we're honored to have Dave Rebro, a number one best-selling author, with us to talk about your business's productivity, performance, and being able to support your productivity through mindset, systems, and I think he's even going to share a few tools to help us improve our productivity today. Welcome, Dave.
Hi, Maggie. Glad to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you. You ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so everyone, Dave's chapter is the eighth one, and it's titled, Why Small Business Owners Don't Sleep at Night. And Dave, you covered a lot of ground in your chapter. That's like an understatement. You delivered it and told us why we're not sleeping at night. But at the same time, I know that you only scratched the surface of a lot of the challenges that small businesses have when they're faced with how they can optimize their performance in their business. And let's really include our life as well, because the two go hand in hand often, don't they?
Oh, they sure do. As we know, if you're a small business owner and you're listening to this, we know that your business and your life is really one of the same. And to be able to organize and manage that, it's not compartments. It's really a whole thing. It's a holistic thing. And you really need to approach it that way to get the best out of each day. So you're right, Maggie, when you talk about that, that is definitely the case.
Okay, so you just said something really cool about it being a holistic thing. And I'm going to ask you to dive into that a little more. Because I imagine with you being a productivity expert, people come up to you all the time and say, hey, where should I go? You know, what's something good to read or listen to? And you probably have lots of resources. So I think maybe the better place for us to start is really just talk about productivity at first. What do you think?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay, let's go for it. Why don't you tell us what we need to know about productivity? Give us a little framework.
Well, you know, most people associate productivity with taking action. Okay, so that could be, you know, making to-do lists, making sure I'm managing my calendar, all those things that we take action on to, you know, be more productive within our, you know, our daily flows. But really, productivity is more than just the action you take. I think productivity really starts with an inner game. So let's not talk about the outside game at this point where we actually take action. Let's talk about the inner game. That inner game is really sets the tone or the basis for that outer game. And Maggie, what I'm talking about is productivity really starts really within in your mind. It starts with clarity. It starts with creativity, mindfulness, determination, you know, positive beliefs. And those areas really need to be addressed early on in the ball game. Again, like I said before, really to set the tone of how we're actually going to take the actions within our business on a daily basis. So that being said, I like to share with my clients and the people I work with some resources that I use or have used to help me establish my inner game first. In my chapter, and I'll tell you this, in my chapter, I talked about where I was struggling once in my business, really to be productive. I was stuck in my business. And most of that was being caused by an internal struggle I had when I was shifting between the type of services I was offering within my business. And until I really addressed the internal game, so to speak, or my internal environment, I couldn't take steps forward in a productive manner to move my business forward. So I was really stuck. So some of the resources I'm sharing here are some of the things that I use to help me work on my inner game so I could then be productive on the outside, or you can see the results of taking action.
That's really cool, because I find that people want to know what I'm reading and what I'm unearthing to help me improve my game. So you're going to give us the inside glimpse here.
Yeah. I think sharing that can definitely help people who might be in a similar position, someone who's going through change in their business or really wants to take the next step in their business and is going through that growing process. And a lot of times when we go through a growing process, there's a lot in your inner game that could either stop you or slow you down from that growth. So yeah, let's kind of talk about that inner game. Let's talk about some resources.
Okay, bring it on.
Yeah. You know, one of the first, we'll call it a self-help guru that I came across. Now, there's so many out there, folks, and I can't name all of them, but I'll just kind of go over some of the ones that really were played a big part in my shift.
Okay.
The first one is Bob Proctor. And most people know who Bob is, but Bob really is one of the original self-help gurus that are out there. And what I did is I actually stumbled across on YouTube, and this is available even to this day, one of Bob's early training programs. It's, I think the name of it was You Are Born Rich. And he teamed up with another self-help guru, and I think his name was John Canary. And they had this amazing internal game, so to speak, training that they put together. The first that I actually ever saw, but I'm sure it was really unique back then. And really, it talks about the process of how thought and how feeling, so your internal thoughts, your emotion, your feelings, coupled with knowledge and persistent belief, can help you get unstuck, so to speak. And even to this day, I will go back to YouTube and go ahead and search for Bob Proctor. Again, the name of it, I believe, is You Were Born Rich. So it's a training. I think it's like a 6-part training. It's kind of funky, Maggie. It was actually shot back in the 80s. So you'll see a studio and you'll see everybody with the parted hair down the middle and the feather hair and everything. But yeah, it's kind of funny to watch that. You folks that are around in the 80s, you'll appreciate that. But really, it's making a change in your life so you can make a change in your business. And a lot of that has to do with your thought process. And knowing that what you're putting out there through your thought process is really what you're getting back as results. So Bob's continue to use his education in various different formats. I know he's got several books out there. One book was Born Rich, which is a playoff of that training, which I've read, which is really good as well. So if you're looking to improve that internal mindset and thought process and make a change in your life, and if you're looking for that success and you're struggle or you're stuck, check that out. I think that's quite valuable. And I think, you know, it being free out there on YouTube is well worth the time spent with it.
Okay. So Bob Proctor, and I agree, great resource. And for people who don't know how to spell the last name, it's Proctor.
Yes, it's the O-R. Yes.
and oh my gosh, whether you go to YouTube or you check out Google and you find them, endless information, highly valuable. I agree. And I bet you have a couple others that have guided you along the way as well.
Yeah. I read this amazing book by Dr. Joseph Murphy. Now, this was written back, I believe, in the 1920s.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of like in the era of the Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich. But his book is The Power of Your Subconscious Mind. And this is similar to what Bob Proctor talks about as well. But it's really how you can retrain your conscious and subconscious mind to help you through various things within your life, which will bring back the results that you're looking for. Now, it could be health, it could be wealth, it could be relationships, happiness, even forgiveness. But you really can learn how to teach and condition, which is kind of weird that I'm saying condition, but condition your subconscious mind to help you through some of the struggles that you deal with within your business, without your business, really in life in general, which helps set the tone then for bringing that success back to you. So Dr. Joseph Murphy, The Power of Your Subconscious Mind. I downloaded that a couple years ago, and I always go back and read that. Every time I bring it up, I learn something new. So I continue to read that over and over and over again.
He's actually one of my favorite as well.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. And I don't think that in our conversations that's ever come up before. I share his information with all of my clients because I agree this is an important part of them becoming more productive and getting achieving their goals. So yeah. I'm right there with you. Go on.
And I said 1920-ish. Don't be fooled by that. It really transcends into today's culture, in today's environment. You can really apply that stuff. And it's kind of neat to take that and put a different spin on how we live today. So I actually implement a lot of that with my clients as well. So it's cool that you're doing that.
Yeah. And a lot of people don't know that even though his material is almost 100 years old, he was a jet setter. He was traveling from continent to continent back then, teaching this to everyone. So to me, that speaks volumes.
Yes, it sure does. It sure does. Yeah, amazing book. And I highly recommend people checking that out.
Cool. You got one more for us?
Yes. I know this one's kind of dear to your heart, and it's dear to my heart as well. Brendon Burchard, who really is he's the modern personal development guru. He is the high performance master, if you want to call it. I have been following Brendon, probably since 2012, maybe 2011, early on in the ballgame for him. And Brendon has just a wealth of information on personal development, ranging from performance to mindset to psychology. I personally have gone through a couple of his programs, and as in a physical standpoint as well, he deals with. But I've gone through his training programs. One of them is the Achievement Academy and then High Performance Academy, which have been invaluable for me. Brendon has a special knack to communicate kind of a newer, what you want to call a performance or skill set to our generation of small business owners. It's stuff that we can relate to in modern times. So I apply a lot of this within my business, and I do share this really in a lot of my trainings. In fact, in my chapter, I reference Brendon in the chapter of the book, Brilliant Breakthroughs. I do reference some of his techniques and strategies right within my chapter, and I actually apply that on a daily basis. But Brendon has a lot of books out there that you might want to check out. He's got the High Performance Habits book, which just came out. It's really how extraordinary people become that way. He has The Charge, Activating the 10 Human Drives That Makes You Feel Alive. One of the first books I read from Brendon is The Motivation Manifesto. Meg, I'm sure you read that one as well.
Yes.
There's several other ones, The Millionaire Messenger. It goes on and on. But Brendan's not just in publication as far as ink. Brendan's got a lot of YouTube videos out there, which are so valuable. And you can pretty much go through any one of his videos, and it really applies to you. And you can find something in his videos to apply to your business or to apply to your life to help you progress and grow. So Brendan Burchard is a great resource out there. Maggie, I know you just were out there and attended one of his big events, and I'm sure you can echo my sentiments of how special he is.
He definitely is the messenger for this time and place to help us up our game, just as Dr. Joe Murphy was
yes.
back in his day. I would almost say they're really similar, just a century apart in what they offer and how to speak for that time. Dr. Joseph Murphy's information is still relevant today, as you said earlier. And Brendan, one of the great things he talks about is all of these great people that we're referencing in this conversation so far are the people who guided him through his career and life. So yeah, you're right on. He is, again, he's one of those guys, just like we said with Bob Proctor. You can look or listen to any of their material and it will be applicable. It's that high quality.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
I totally agree with that. And really, if you're looking for information on business, Brendan does apply a lot of what he teaches to the small business owner. It's not just general life concepts, although he does a great job with that, but you can really find some great things, everything from productivity tips to how-tos in different strategies of communicating with clients, et cetera. Across the whole board, but it really comes down to his basic principles that he shares in all different aspects of his teachings that apply. And it's great. So if you haven't followed Brendan before, make sure you do. You need to check that. Even if you just go to YouTube and search for him, please do that.
Yeah. His last name is a little bit of a tricky spelling. You want to bring it home and tell everyone how to spell his last name?
Yeah. So it is Brendan. It's not an A, so it's B-R-E-N-D-O-N, and Burchard is spelled B-U-R-C-H-A-R-D.
Cool.
So if you're going to do a search, please search by that. And I think even with Google, if you typed in it wrong, you'd probably come across it anyways. He's just everywhere out there and has so much content. You'll probably stumble across it, even if you spelled it wrong.
Probably. So that's some really good intel on the inner game. And you were also talking about how there's an outer game. Are we ready for that?
Yeah. Well, let's get into that. So the inner game really lays the foundation to how you're going to act. So the actions you take in your business, we'll call it productivity action, so to speak. Taking those steps, the strategies, the tips to put into place so you can work more efficiently, you can maximize your time, really reduce frustration because you've got this plan and you've got systems in place to support the growth that you're looking for or the success you're looking for within your business. So I'm really big on being organized, and I'm really big on productivity tools and strategies just because when I went through my shift, I was stuck there and I needed to find ways to work more efficiently.
Okay, so everybody doesn't know this right now because they can't see me, but when you said you're really big into organization, I am trying not to bust my gut wide open with laughter here. Because I'm a pretty organized person, and Dave puts me to shame. He is the master, and I go to him for tips and tricks in schooling. So everybody pay attention to what he's sharing here because it's spot on.
Well, thank you for that, Maggie. Some people call me organizational geek, and there's really a balance between being super anal with the organization and practicality. You just can't be super organized nonstop because sometimes you take away from creativity and other portions that are important to your success and growth. But I would like to share a couple of the mentors and some of the resources I used or helped me get to the point where I'm at right now with organizing that enormous amount of content and information that really inundates our life on a daily basis.
Okay, bring it on.
How do we control that? So one of the persons early on that I fell into and really loved his work is a gentleman by the name of Michael Hyatt. And Michael Hyatt is really one of those productivity gurus out there that spoke the language of the normal day business owner, which I really like because he really simplified processes and the tools that are out there so you can understand it in a way that wasn't intimidating. It wasn't this big scientific strategy. It was things that we could, as small business owners, apply on a daily basis. Over the years, I've followed Michael's stuff. He's got great stuff that's out there. One of the books that I recently read is Your Best Year Ever book, where Michael kind of blends the inner game and outer game together and strategies and tips. I would highly recommend that book for anybody who is looking to improve your business or your life within a year's time frame. So it would be strategies that you can apply and tips that you can implement into your life moving forward. Michael has been a big user of a product called Evernote, which Maggie, as you know, I'm an Evernote certified consultant and probably a certified Evernote lunatic because of how much I use it. I just totally love Evernote.
Yes.
And Michael Hyatt is one of the persons that really got me going with Evernote and really becoming as organized as possible within my business, using that as a organizational tool. So if you're looking to learn more about Evernote, check out his book, Your Best Year Ever. Michael has just a ton of different blog articles. You can find him at michaelhyatt.com. His last name is spelled H-Y-A-T-T. Also on that website, you'll find links to podcasts, and he does a wonderful job with his podcast. And I know, Maggie, you've probably listened to some of his podcasts in the past. Everything from being an author to using Evernote to leadership. He has just an enormous amount of great quality. And a lot of that has to deal with productivity, the physical action of productivity. So I would advise you to check that out.
All right. So that's another great resource. And I think you have one more on the outer game, don't you?
Yeah, I've got one more.
Okay, bring it on.
Yeah, I want to talk about a little bit the outer game. David Allen. Now, David Allen wrote the book Getting Things Done. And really, that's the art of stress-free productivity. So he created a system, an actual system that you can put into a place in your life to help you streamline and make your life and how you do your business more efficient. So basically, he's got a system that you put in place that it deals with, you know, capturing data, clarifying what data is truly important to you. So this is really where you're going to declutter some of that garbage that you really don't need in your life and get rid of it. How to organize then that content or that information, reflect on it. So how is it purposeful and how can I use it? And then finally engage or take action with that content. So you're really looking at more of the physical information that comes to you on a daily basis and creating a system that you can put into a place where you're not overwhelmed by that content and that information. So I have used a lot of David Allen's strategies and tips in how I actually work in my business and how I train and coach my clients, the steps and strategies that are there. You could go to David Allen's website, which is Getting Things Done, and get a lot of free content from that. But yet, I would highly advise checking out his book, you know, Getting Things Done, and taking a look at that. No, you don't need Evernote to do this, although I do a lot of his strategies within Evernote. You could do it with just plain paper, Maggie. And believe me, there's people that still use paper. Oh, I know that sounds funny from the paperless professional Dave Rebro, but you can really organize with paper. I know that paper becomes sometimes overwhelming as well, and that's where I come in with how you can digitize it and use Evernote as a tool to do that. In fact, we can talk about that in a bit if we have time. But I would check out David Allen and his strategies to help you be more productive and organized within your business and life.
Okay, cool. So you've given us some wonderful resources on the inner game, some wonderful resources on the outer game, and there's one tool that you're a super fan of.
Yes.
And I would love to have like four more hours, so we only have a couple of minutes, but if you could share a little bit about how we can use Evernote to help us with our productivity. And the reason why I say that is I am amazed at how many people know of Evernote, have an Evernote account, and they say, oh yeah, I really should use it. And so I think that if maybe you could share a few points of how it could be utilized, people might actually start diving back into it because it's a fabulous tool. And I am one of those people. Dave's giving me a little dig a moment ago because I am paper and digital. I am not 100% digital. Yeah, so he's giving me like the voodoo here. I'm like, Maggie, come on. And I'm a very visual person, so I do like having both. But Evernote is something that is beyond fabulous, and I am continue to be blown away at all the different ways we can apply it to our business as well as our life. So bring it on. Tell us what we got in like 2 minutes.
Yeah, wow. Boy, when I talk about Evernote, I could talk for like hours and hours and hours. Thanks a lot, Maggie, 2 minutes. But let's just talk about it. Evernote originally started off as a note-taking tool and really has grown up and has exploded into this incredible productivity and organizational tool. It is an app. It is a web-based service. So when you work on it, your information that you're working with, you're organizing and you're producing is really available on any device that you have. You have one account, it's cloud-based. It doesn't matter what platform you're using, but it's an amazing tool. How you can use it is a lot of people use it in a way where they capture their content. So if you look around your office, everybody out there listening, and you see all your sticky notes and all your piles of paper and all your notes, you can really consolidate that into Evernote using Evernote's built-in camera scanner. So you can turn handwritten notes, printed documents into a digital format, which the reason why you want to do that, Maggie, is you can use Evernote's most powerful feature, its search tool, to go ahead and search for any of your content once it's in digital format, even your handwriting. So
it's so cool.
Yeah.
I handwrite stuff, yes. And then I'll take a photo of it with their camera, and then I have it digitized, so it's always there, and it even knows how to search my handwriting.
Yes. When I was making a switch in my business services, I had legal pads, I had sticky notes, I had so much content, and I wasted so much time trying to find the content I needed, where in Evernote, within 10 seconds or less, boom, I'm bringing up my content. Even though I wrote it down originally on paper, I can search into a document and find that content. So that's one way how I use Evernote. Let's talk about our resources that I just mentioned here. We all have resources. We have newsletters we subscribe to, blog articles or blog sites we subscribe to, online sites, podcasts we listen to. Well, Evernote has a bunch of features built in. One of them is called the Web Clipper. And this tool allows you to clip content from a web page and bring it into your Evernote account. And it brings it in as a live document. So if there's links or pictures or photos that is in that webpage, it brings it right into a live document that is searchable and editable right within Evernote. So if you're reading articles or you're following these gurus out there and you don't want to bookmark them in a web browser or try to remember that, what site it was on or whatever, use WebClipper to bring all that content right within Evernote, and you can organize that and create a system in Evernote for all that content you're reading online. So the WebClipper is a fantastic tool. It comes free with Evernote.
Okay, so I'm raising my hand here because I'm like, ooh, I want to share something.
Go ahead.
I love the WebClipper, but I also do something very similar that I think could help a lot of people, because we all have the plight of our inbox being too full these days.
Oh, yeah.
So one of the things that Dave had taught me was to go ahead and forward things from my email over to Evernote. And in order for me to keep my inbox clear, what I do, and this works for me, everybody has a different system, is I will take my emails and I will forward them to my Evernote account in a file I call Things to Read. And then once a week, I go into my Things to Read and I will discern from my Things to Read file that's in Evernote and move all of that data where it needs to go. And to me, that's freeing because my inbox isn't bogging me down. And I know that I have it safe somewhere and I can go search it anytime I want if I need it, even before I get to it that once a week time to reorganize it.
Yeah, Maggie, that's it. That's a great point. That's a great point. One good thing about Evernote is you consolidate all those different forms of information. It could be emails, it could be web pages, it could be audio. Just a quick note, I record podcasts and or webinars online into a note in Evernote, and I'm able to go back and listen to it anytime. So that's a great little tip. Saving emails are great. If you get newsletters from these gurus that you're following and it's just piling up in your email box, or you've got all these folders on the side of your email box, send that into Evernote, because really your email box is not designed to be an organized tool or system for you. Even though we all probably do it, Evernote has more power to allow you to create an organized environment, a workspace that email can't do. So audio recording, taking pictures directly into Evernote, we're gathering all this content into Evernote, which once we have it in there, and then we could talk about organization for hours, Maggie, and I know we don't have time to do that, but organization and the tools to allow you to retrieve your content with Evernote it gives you freedom, is what it does. And, yep. And like you said before, it gives you a trusted system to know that your content is in one workspace and you can get to it at any time, any place, any device. It could be someone else's device. You can still get to it at evernote.com, log into the web version of Evernote and have that. So when we're talking about productivity and we're talking about organization, that tool really not only changed my business, but it changed my life. I use it just as much in my life as I do in my business.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's a whole nother conversation. This just unravels very quickly in a good way.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah. But I think I have to cap us off right here, unfortunately, on your wisdom sharing. Can you handle that?
Oh.
You can talk to the cat for another hour.
Yeah, no kidding. And folks, often when Maggie and I aren't doing a podcast here, sometimes we do get into those long conversations. We just strategize about creatively organizing and being productive. And it's really some fun conversation. So Maggie, I'm glad that we could take this into a podcast format and share that with other small business owners just like us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So thank you, Dave. And listeners, this is how you can learn more and engage with number one bestselling author Dave Rebro, and clearly he has stuff to share. So you might want to take him up on this. And I would encourage you to start by reading chapter 8, where he talked about how he had his little meltdown with his business. And that's what prompted him to get involved with organizing his life and becoming much more productive. And he shared that with us. So the 8th chapter in the book, Brilliant Breakthroughs for the Small Business Owner. And I really suggest that you gift yourself and your business's performance the opportunity to accept his invitation. He has this really great invitation on his author's page at the end of his chapter, and it's about learning how to get some new tools and strategies to simplify your life and business. Plus, there's all sorts of social media handles for you to connect with Dave, because he knows how to play this game pretty well and he's organized about it. So you can get a hold of him in any fashion that you would like. But there's something else that's really cool that I would like to share with you. Right now, you can go to the Books app, Brilliant Biz Book, and I'll say that again, Brilliant Biz, B-I-Z, Book, and you can learn everything about the book, all of the co-authors, and how to get a hold of Dave, because we have a page dedicated just to Dave Rebro. So go ahead and check that out. And there's one other reason why you might want to go ahead and download that app, and that is we have a page that is called Ask an Expert. And if you click on that page, you will see Dave Rebro's name. And I'm saying Rebro because we also have another Dave that's an author. And you can click on his name and you can type him a question, any question that you have, and he will get back to you. So I think that's a pretty cool bonus just for downloading the app. What do you think, Dave?
Oh, great. In fact, not only get a hold of me, but the other 9 collaborative authors there. It's a great opportunity for anybody to tap into the expertise of these amazing authors.
Oh, without a doubt. And Dave, I want to thank you for your time and wisdom sharing today. You rock.
Well, thank you for having me, Maggie. As always, it's fun to be with you.
Thank you. And listeners, we really appreciate you listening to the Brilliant Breakthroughs podcast, where you learn about how to create more brilliant breakthroughs for your small business each week. So until next week, shine brightly.